Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
On the boulevards in this empty room, the guitar makes a band. Our last conversation still echoes on bare walls like a child's painting of everything we planned. Across the brown fields and through the frozen meadows and all around this place we call our own, we all have to live here in each other's shadow, hoping that someday we get home. We kept a secret hidden deep inside, hidden love and all the tears we cried. Though I've loved you for a long time, it can't be denied. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Someone sees the dreams we hide. The dreams we hide. I woke up in the night, my covers on the floor, stripped of all my dreams and all my pride. The vast black night that conquered me was coming back for more, until I woke and found the angel by my side. We kept a secret hidden deep inside, hidden love and all the tears we cried. Though I've loved you for a long time, it can't be denied. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Someone sees the dreams we hide. Dreams we hide. Thank you.
Never you find me, oh, not a new way.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Well, these shows usually go on for an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond. And we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straightway. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price, but as we walked down the lane she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car, tell me please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband Earl. After 30 years wed, and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Drown in your own desires, but if Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you.
Thank you. this is Matt Elders from Arctic Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Whimsical scene, and if I be wicked, then woe unto me. woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
woe seeking love. Woe is me. Just give it up. As the night draws in,
as the night draws in,
woe seeking love. Woe seeking love.
Zigzag, 7 in the morning, staggering home, looking in the shop windows, looking in the right state, dealing with the jet lag, draw all the curtains, rolling up a joint, staring at a TV screen, feeling really shamefaced, cause I'm here again,
like a fuzzbox, brain on the blink, walking out familiar paths, fumbling for the off switch, living in a zigzag. I'm gonna switch my phone off, throw away the post, then I'll pitch a tent on the carpet and curl up with an ashtray. 'Cause I don't feel right. What an awful sight. I got bags under the bags under my eyes, starting to weigh me down, and it's all gone wrong. I've been up too long. Zigzag, sever my connections, climb up the stairs, staring in the mirror for too long, can't escape the feeling, dealing with the jet lag, coping with the spots and the noise in my ears, trying to trick my brain into sleeping, staring at the ceiling, but my mind won't stop. When you reach the top, we'll be right back.
take your medicine.